Call Bingham Construction, 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Good afternoon, basketball fans. We are live from Wells Fargo Arena. This is Jake Schroeder. Alongside of me is Mark Felderman. And we are just moments away from state tournament basketball action. 3A matchup, your Sheridan Chargers. First state tournament appearance in 42 years, getting ready to take on the Dubuque Wallerts Golden Eagles. This is the Golden Eagles' 25th state tournament appearance. And we don't have a lot of time here as we're just about ready for tip-off. We got in a little late. I want to bring in my partner, Mark Felderman, here. Mark, it's exciting to be here, first of all.
Tell
just,
me about it.
Just a thrill, and you're an excited dad. Yeah, I've seen you taking pictures of Willie, and we're courtside here at Wells Fargo Arena. And tell you what, just to make sure we get it in, why don't we go ahead and run through the starting lineups, okay?
Okay, well, the starting lineup for the Dubuque Wallert Catholic High School Golden Eagles. We got Jared Walker, who's a senior, 6 foot 3 inches, averaging about 11 points a game. Nolan Temp is a junior, 6 foot four, and 10.6 points a game. Also, Josh Carter's our leading scorer at 16 points a game. He's a junior at 6'5". Tyler Potts, a senior at he's 6'2", and averaging 9 points a game. And 16 points a game is Cordell Pemsel. And the Dubuque's Waller basketball team is a really good basketball team. But I have to say, because we've got listeners in Dubuque right now, because I know, because I have a lot of relatives, and they're tuned into KIIC in Dubuque. And in the Telegraph Herald this morning, they said there was an article, or maybe it was yesterday, but in the Dubuque Telegraph Herald, it was all about how when on the bus coming back from Ankeny, when Coach Schooley told Sheraton boys that we were playing Wallert, that there was dead silence, and as if they were scared. Guys back in Dubuque, I want to tell you, it's because they had no idea who Dubuque Wallert was, okay? It was like, oh, okay, Dubuque Wallert. Now,
Mark Felderman dropping the first blow.
Oh, man, I tell you what. We're out for blood today. And no doubt about it, Wallert's a great team. But
yes, definitely.
And, you know, great record, and they ought to be the number one seed.
Yeah, they should. They're
no
ranked, number one in both polls right now.
But that said, we're going to give them all that we can give them. And hopefully in the end, the Sheraton Charger will be out on top. Starting lineup for the Sheraton Chargers. By the way, Gene Eglin is out there representing the Sheraton Charger fans, and he's a great fan. He's all over there. The players, the fans love him. He doesn't miss a game. He's here in his wheelchair. It's just awesome to have him here.
Yep.
Starting lineup for the 21-3 Sheraton Chargers, coached by Ben Schooley in his third season. Sheraton comes into this game with a 21-3 record and a 18-game winning streak.
18-game winning streak.
So not too bad. Now notice that the smallest guy on the lineup for Wallert was 6'2". Ben Moret, senior, 5'8", and that's 5'8" when he's standing on the ladder. He's averaging 3 points a game, and he's our ball handler. Derek Lang, sophomore, 6'2", averaging 22.2 points a game, one of the leading scorers in the state, one of the leading scorers in this tournament. Christian Bankston, a senior, 6'1", averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. You can hear the wonderful sportsmanship by the Wallert fans behind us. Christian Bankston, as I said, 7 points a game. Willie Felderman, best-looking kid out there. I'm not the least bit prejudiced on that one. He's a senior, comes in at 6'5", averaging 14 points a game and 8 rebounds a game. And T.J. Hawkinson, by far the leading rebounder in the entire state, 6'6". 19 points a game, averaging 13 rebounds a game. And that's your Sheraton Chargers. This is the Chargers' fifth trip to state. And from the South Central Conference, believe it or not, as well as, what did you say, 24th or 25th appearance, We have appeared in the state tournament more than any other team in the South Central Conference.
Wow, that's hard to believe, Mark. It's only five times. And, you know, Wallard, we talked a little bit. They come in at 20-4 right now. But their four losses, two of them were to Dubuque Senior, who is 22-1 in the number two seed in the 4A tournament.
Oh, they're awesome. I watch them play.
One is to Cedar Rapids Kennedy, who's also in the state tournament for 4A. The other loss was to North Scott, who's been ranked in the top five all year long in 4A. So their four losses out of their 20-4 in the season, their four losses, four of them are to 4A schools that are some of the top in the country or in the state. I'm sorry. This is going to be a really tough matchup. If you would have told us before the tournament what our toughest draw would be, it would be by far Wallert. So we got the toughest draw. But
absolutely.
You know, you don't come to the state tournament expecting to play anybody easy, but Wallert is definitely loaded. Key matchup tonight, Mark, I think, we'll get your thoughts on this, is Cordell Pimsel for Dubuque Wallert, 6'7", sophomore. He is already has a Creighton offer. He's being contacted by several schools, including Iowa and Purdue. T.J. Hockenson is going to match up against him tonight. T.J.'s got probably a pretty good chance of being an all-state player himself this year. That's a key matchup, I think, tonight. T.J.'s going to give up probably, 3 inches or so, I think, 2 or 3 inches.
Right.
So that's a key matchup tonight. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that what they're going to have to do is he's going to have to be there's going to have to be a lot of help on that. T.J. can get in foul trouble. Now, part of this, we're going to see how they play. Dubuque Senior plays almost an entirely 4A, almost an entirely 4A schedule.
17 out of their 24 games were against 4A.
And the 4A refs ref it a lot looser. They let a lot more contact happen. If in Southern Iowa, in especially 3A and 2A, they you get two hands on the back, it's a foul. You get a check out front, it's a foul. We're going to see what type of refs show up, and that's going to make a huge difference.
I agree.
Because they haven't faced that too much.
Yeah.
The other thing is, right, as I say, they're going to have to get help. Willie Felderman's going to have to drop down and help out. And we've seen Christian Bankson just do a really great job of collapsing and stripping the ball away from the big men when they try to get it inside. I think that's a key.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. And we're just about set for tip-off here. If you're just joining us, Mark Schroeder and I keep saying that. My brother's name is Mark, too.
That's okay.
So Jake Schroeder and Mark Felderman. We're at the state tournament here live at Wells Fargo Arena.
Yeah,
that's all right. We're courtside here as they're just now doing the starting lineups. Wallert's being introduced, and now they're alternating. So Sheridan, we're just about moments away for tip-off. Wallert 20-4 on the season. Sheridan 21-3. As we mentioned, Wallert's 25th state tournament appearance, Sheridan's 5th. If you're listening back home, we appreciate all the businesses that have us tuned on right now. Somebody's got to work today. Luckily, it's not us. And we appreciate everybody listening. Go ahead.
I want to shout out to Nancy Bracewell and Rebecca Vanderbord, who are manning the Ben Franklin store, very lonely on the square in Sheraton.
Yeah, don't expect the sales to be real high today, and I think the boss will understand. So we're just moments away here. Want to bring in a couple other points. Coach Schooley, Ben Schooley, is the head coach of Sheridan. He's the youngest coach here at the state tournament, only 31 years old. Wallert's head coach, Tom English, he's 46 years old. He's got a 65% winning percentage, and this is his fourth state tournament appearance. Wallert did win the state tournament in 2008. Also, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, was Eric May on that team? I believe Eric May was on that team, former Iowa Hawkeye. Derek Lang is for Sheridan. He's the top scorer in the tournament at 22 points a game, just a little over 22 points a game. Cordell Pimsel and T.J. Hexen is actually, I should say, for Sheridan. He's the third leading scorer in the tournament. Cordell Pimsel for Wallert is the sixth leading scorer in the tournament. T.J. Hockenson, leading rebounder in all of 3A. He's got a tougher matchup than he's had all season, though, as we just talked about with Cordell Pimsel, number 40, the lefty, 6'7 center for Dubuque Wallert. So here we are. We're just getting ready for tip-off. Coach Schooley for the Chargers shaking Coach English's hand. Big crowd here. Sea of red. You wouldn't expect any less, would you, Mark? Great crowd from Sheridan. Filling up pretty much the entire lower half here. If you've been to Wells Fargo Arena, they're filling up the entire lower half of the sideline.
Well, Wallert has about half.
Yep, Wallert. They got a little longer
right
drive.
Behind us.
Yeah, if you hear some screaming and some obnoxious words, it's Wallert fans. I trust you. They're right behind us here, and we'll try to yell over them.
Yeah, I'd like to point out to the Dubukers that are listening in, Wallard doesn't have a single Felderman on their team. Well, Felderman being a good Dubuque name, and Sheraton does. So that's another excuse to root for the Sheraton Chargers.
So here we go. Willie Felderman, as he has all year, is going to be jumping for the Sheraton Chargers. He's going to be jumping with Cordell Penzel for Dubuque Waller. Crowd is on their feet. A lot of excitement in the air.
Willie's giving up a few inches on this one.
Yep, Willie's giving up a few inches to Penzel. And here we go. A lot of excitement. Ball up. Tip to Penzel. Waller with control of the basketball. First possession of the game. Jared Walker with it. Walk over to Carter. Carter, jump shot. Good. Didn't waste any time getting it going for Dubuque Waller. Carter, Josh Carter, pulls up, takes a free throw line jump shot, knocks it down. So Sheraton with their first possession of the game. Moret dribbling, looking for somebody. He gets it over to Bankston in the right corner. Bankston drops it down to Lang. Lang guarded by number two, Walker. Lang puts up a shot, no good off the glass. Racing the other way we go. Here goes Waller, up, and it's good. Long half-court pass to number 10, Nolan Timp, and he puts it up for the layup. 4-0 early lead for Dubuque Waller. Here's Sheraton with the ball now. Bankston gets over to Hawkinson. He's guarded by the big man Penzel. Hawkinson tries to take Penzel. He gets it back to Moret. Moret thinks about driving baseline. Now kicks it back out to Felderman. Felderman right wing to Bankston. Up top to Derek Lang. Lang's going to take a three-pointer. No good. In and out. Well, that would have been a big shot, Mark. You get the feeling like we got to just stand the game early here to give him some early confidence. Here's going to be a palming the basketball called on Tyler Potts for Dubuque Wallert. Still learning the names here for Dubuque Wallert. Mark, like I was saying, though, you feel like just early in the game we need to get a couple close buckets just to give ourselves some confidence and also relax.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've not been here since 1972. These boys, closest they've been to this floor before, is up in the bleachers.
Yeah, definitely. Sheraton now has the basketball. Christian Bankston has it top of the circle. Gets it over to Hawkinson. He's way out on the right wing. Up to Moret. A lot of patience here by the Chargers. Lang now has it. He's going to drive. Gets cut off. Wallert, really good defense. They're long and lanky. Hawkinson now gets it. He puts up a jump hook. No good. Rebound, Carter for Wallert. Well, he's pushing it the other way. He kicks it down to Penzel. Penzel hits a cutting. Number two, Jared Walker, who puts it up, and it rims out. Sheraton comes back the other way. Derek Lang with it. Guarded by Walker. Now gets it over to Felderman. Felderman guarded by Cunningham. Over to Bankston. Back to Lang. Lang's going to go baseline. Puts it up. No good. Fight for the rebound goes to Penzel. Boy, Derek Lang had a layup there, and then he saw that 6'7 Penzel coming at him, and he adjusted his shot. That's what height will do for you. It's back the other way. We're going to get the first foul. The game call is going to be on Hawkinson. Wow, he's going to get called for a blocking foul. So he got steamrolled.
He just got ran over, and he got run over bad.
Yeah, that's going to put number 10, Nolan Timp, to the line for Dubuque Waller. Once again, Sheridan's down 4-0, 5:43 in the first quarter. State tournament action here at Wells Fargo Arena. First shot by Timp is up, and it's nothing but net, so 5-0. I was saying, Mark, Dubuque Waller, their shortest guy, is 6'2", and just a lot of length on the floor. We're not going to be able to get a lot of easy looks tonight, or it's afternoon, I should say, as the second one goes in.
That's 4 points for Nolan Timp.
Keeper, the Chargers might be getting hot from three-point line and hitting a few long-range shots to stay in this game and put pressure on Waller. So Sheraton with the ball. Lang is hounded by Walker. He kicks it over to Bankston. Thought about a three-pointer. Now he's going to drive Lang, kick it down to Hawkinson. Hawkinson guarded by Penzel. Puts up a baby hook, and it goes in. First 2 points of the game. TJ Hawkinson for the Chargers. Waller 6, Sheraton 2. And Waller with the basketball. TJ Hawkinson not backing down to Cordell Penzel early. So Waller with it. Penzel gets it. Down low. Easy basket. They swung it to the left side, kicked it down to Penzel, who was on the block. Hawkinson out of position, and Penzel has an easy lay-in. So Sheraton with the basketball. Hawkinson tries to take Penzel off the dribble. Kicks it over to Felderman on the corner. Now back to Hawkinson. Hawkinson very active, early going, and he's going to get called for a travel.
How about the assault and battery out there, buddy?
Jeez. Well, we got our answer. They're playing 4A basketball. They're letting them hammer away and hammer away, and they're not calling anything.
Little hand checking going on right now, and Wallert has the length and the wingspan out there. Now they have the basketball. Walker with it, top of the key. He gets it to Pemsel. Pemsel gets it stolen, and they're going to call a foul instead.
Yeah, we're going to call a touch foul on that. Yeah. But you can run over somebody. It's not a foul.
I believe that's on Christian Bankston, his first. Second team foul for the Chargers. 8-2 early going first quarter, almost halfway through the first quarter. As Bankston gets called for the reach, Wallard inbounds it now. They get it over to Pemsel. Pemsel this time runs over Hawkinson. And good job by TJ. He draws the charge. Well, that takes some guts to stand in with a guy the size of Pemsel. Pemsel had a running start and just steamrolled him. That takes some guts to take a shot from that guy. He's every bit of 6'7", and I'd say he's probably, 220 mark at least?
At least.
He's a good-sized kid. So TJ draws the foul. Great defense. Sheridan with the basketball now. Bankston right wing. Now he throws it almost away. Hawkinson recovers it. Boy, the long, lanky arms by Waller really, really distracting us on offense right now. As Bankston runs, and he gets it blocked as he tries a running jump shot. Now Carter brings it the other way. There's just arms everywhere out there, Mark.
Absolutely.
Yep. So here's a three-point attempt. Other end by Waller, and it's good. That's going to be number 24, Tyler Potts. He knocks down the first three-point attempt of the game for Waller and puts them up 11-2. Sheridan's got to find a way to answer here and stay in this ball game. They look a little rattled right now, but there's just a lot of length. They have not seen length like this all season long. Just not very many passing lanes. And Waller's very quick also. So here's Lang with it. He's going to take a baseline jumper. No good. Long fight for the rebound. Hawkinson gets it. Puts it up. Good. Boy, TJ Hawkinson came to play tonight. He's really active right now.
He's got all 4 points for the Sheridan Chargers.
All 4 points, and right now he's out working Pemsel for those boards. So Waller with the basketball. They swing it cross court to Potts. Potts gets it. He's going to go baseline. And he loses the basketball, just loses it, slipped right out of his hands. So Sheridan catches a break there because he was going to have an easy layup, it looked like, had the lane.
I have to have a shout-out to the older Willie Felderman listening in Arizona today.
Here we go. We also have Mike Walsh down in Florida, so we have him on both corners of the country. As Hawkinson gets it for the Chargers, puts it up and good. Boy, TJ Hawkinson taking it right to Cordell Pemsel, and he's got the little bit of quickness on Cordell right now, and I don't think Cordell was expecting that. So Waller now with it on the other end. Number two, Walker, he takes a three-pointer. Short, no good. Pemsel fighting for it. He comes up with it down the corner. Fight for the board. Or fight for the ball, I mean. Goes to Sheridan. Sheridan with the basketball. Derek Lane takes a three-pointer. No good. Back the other way we go. Somebody's got to get back on defense. And here we go. Number 10 for Waller. Puts it up. No good. 22, Carter gets the rebound. We're going to get a reach-in foul called on Ben Moret. Or no, I'm sorry.
I think he was on the line.
They call. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Okay. From our bandit.
Substitute for Waller.
Substitute for Waller here. Yep. Number 3, Eric Latner's in.
32.
And number 32. That's Cam Adams. So the first two subs come in. Once again, Sheridan, their last sub-state game, did not substitute once. So Sheridan plays only 5 to 6 guys all season long. Waller will be deeper. Sheridan out with the basketball. First quarter, they're down 5. Moret gets it over to Hawkinson. Hawkinson, he's going to take it in. He's going to have a little fadeaway shot, and it's good. Boy, T.J. Hawkinson on fire right now. He went right to the hoop. Cordell Pemsel marks out of the game now.
2:11 left to play in the first quarter. Score Wallard 11 and T.J. Hawkinson 8.
Yeah, Hawkinson on fire right now. Keep feeding him if he's hot. So here's Cunningham on the other end. He gets into the lane. Looks like he slid the foot and traveled, but they didn't call it. He did a nice up and under, and he puts it in. So Josh Carter puts it up and in, and back the other way we run. Moret with it for the Chargers. Gets it over to Bankston. Bankston back to Moret. He's at the elbow. He drives. Takes a little baseline jumper off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound, Willie Felderman. And he puts it up no good, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Dubuque Wallert. So good bat. Right now, Sheridan's really battling on the offensive boards and giving themselves second chance opportunities, Mark.
8-13. 1.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter.
Here's a steal, and it's going to be off Ben Moret and Wallert's ball. Boy,
good hustle here.
Yeah, Josh Carter, just a really good-looking athlete. He's 6'5", but he's probably got a wingspan of around 6'6", 6'7", and he's been very active so far.
He's got great speed.
Yeah, he's just really quick, and he's just all over the place. As he taps a ball off of Moret out of bounds on the inbounds, and Wallert comes the other way now in their half-court set. Cam Adams gets it on the block. No good. He was guarded by Hawkinson. Back the other way we go. Lang with the basketball. Lang to Moret. Moret. Felderman looking to do something. He drives into the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. We're going to get a foul called. Good drive there by Willie Felderman. It's good to see him get into the lane and get active.
Yes.
His dad agrees.
When Willie's got the ball, don't throw it to me.
My sidekick here has a vested interest in this game, we'll say. So Willie Felderman's at the line for two shots. Right in front of us here. We're courtside. He puts up the first one. It's good. Mark, free throw shooting for the Chargers. The last game, 16 for 18 from the line. That was really the best stat of the game. It did. So Chargers have been shooting well all postseason, and let's hope that continues tonight as Willie cuts the lead to four, and he's got the ball for the second shot attempt now. Puts it up, and it's good. We are courtside here, 13-10. Sheridan down to Wallert. 1 minute left in the first quarter. Walker with the basketball for Wallert. Kicks it over to Potts. Potts gets it over to Lattner. Back to Walker, top of the key. He tries to drive. Now back to Potts. Penzel's back in the game now for Wallert. He gets it. Now kicks it back out to Potts. He puts it up, and it's good. That's a three-pointer.
That was a nice shot.
So I believe that's the second three-pointer for Potts. Nice-looking shot by number 24.
It is. Two for two from three.
That's the one thing we can't have happen tonight, Marcus. Here's a hand check. And now you're getting the hand check call as Willie Felderman tried to drive into the lane. He got hand checked by Cam Adams, and that's going to be a foul on Wallert.
That's only the third foul on Wallert. And for Sheraton, only two fouls so far. So
Derek Lang,
a whole lot.
Yep, Derek Lang inbounding the ball. He's got to get it in nearly a 5 second. He does get it in, lobs it up to Hawkinson. Now Lang is going to get called for a travel as he got the ball back from the inbounds pass, and he travels. So Derek Lang struggling a little bit to get going. He's really a key tonight. We need him to knock down those outside shots. And I was starting to say, Mark, a key for Sheridan, too, is that maybe Wallert gets a little cold from outside. And so far they're hitting from outside also. So Wallert now, looks like they're going to hold it for the last shot. There's 22 seconds left in the quarter. They're up 16-10. Be a big stop here for Sheridan to keep this at a six-point game going into the second quarter. Potts with it now. 13 seconds left. Back to Walker. Oh, here's Bankston. He steals it for the Chargers. And he gets tripped by Walker on the, and he had a breakaway. And they're going to get a foul call on Walker. Great hands by Christian Bankston.
Yep. Christian Bankston read the eyes, came up, slapped the ball away, came and got it, and got tripped as he was. It wasn't an intentional trip.
Yeah.
As the other young man from Wallet was trying to go after the ball, too. And he went down hard, but 9.8 seconds left to play here in the first quarter, and Sheridan has one shot left.
So Felderman's got on the sideline right in front of us here. He's inbounding it. 9 seconds left. Sheridan's got to go. Got to go. 8 seconds left. Hawkinson's looking for Lang. They want to get in his hands. 5 seconds left. Lang's going to have to take an NBA three-point attempt. No good. Fight for the rebound. Buzzer off. Buzzer goes off, and that's the end of the first quarter. So exciting first quarter of basketball. Sheridan finds themselves down 16 to 10. We'll take a commercial break here, and we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to State Basketball on Thunder Country, KIIC. That's it.
We're not doing a good job of this.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you
at
ease.
As soon as we hit the next dead ball, we'll try to throw a few in really quick. Next out of bounds or something.
I'll try to do that.
Yeah, next out of bounds or whatever.
I'll try to do the score more. I mean, we're doing it fine, but
whenever there's a 30-second timeout.
For all your home decorating needs, including paint, carpet, and fashionable floor coverings, see the Interiors and More store on North 7th Street in Sheraton.
Hammer Medical, Southern Iowa's largest medical supplier, wishes the Sheraton Chargers the best at the state tournaments.
Fargo Arena, Sheridan crowd on their feet right now enjoying the game, and got a couple shout-out here we want to give right before the start of the second quarter. Thanks to Hy-Vee, Lucas County Health Center, Johnson Machine Works, Pipers, and, of course, Ben Franklin. Thanks for their sponsorship, and also I believe quite a few of them are listening at work today, too.
The radios are on all over Sheridan, I can tell you that.
We appreciate everybody listening. If anybody's asking at home, you can pick us up on KIICradio.com, and there's also a KIIC app for your smartphone, so
If you have family out of town trying to listen to the game, let them know that they can listen on those two avenues also.
Our score as we start the second quarter of play, Wallard 16, Sheraton 10.
So here we go.
Ben Barrett brings the ball across midcourt and takes it to his left side. He finds Derek Lang on the far side. He takes it up top. He's looking beyond the NBA three-point line, and he's saying, somebody come out and get me here.
Yeah, Dubuque Waller doing a really good job of flashing on that screen to cutting off the ball handler.
Felderman with the ball. Takes it in the lane. Up. This one's going to be short. No good.
Looks like a little elbow on the contact there. No call. So back the other way we go. Sheridan, 6 point in. They get a steal. Bankston tipped it, and it goes right to Lang. Now he's coming up the court. Looks to drive, and now he picks up his dribble. Now Bankston does get it. He goes baseline. Now a nice pass to Hawkinson, who wasn't ready for it. He would have had a layup, and the ball goes out of bounds. Shoot. But Hawkinson just wasn't quite ready for that pass, Mark. It was a little bit at his feet, but he wasn't bent and ready for it.
It was a great job of seeing the open man, and TJ was wide open. And Christian, no points so far, but has been all over the floor. He's deflected several passes, and Christian's really done a good job.
Great point, Mark. Same thing he's been doing all year, getting those steals, just active hands everywhere. So Sheridan looks like they're in the zone now. They're going to stay in the 2-3 zone. Waller gets it. They get over to Carter, who takes a baseline jump shot. No good, but, boy, high up off the rebound is Nolan Timp. He gets it, goes for the putback, and gets fouled.
Derek Lang picks up the foul, and he fouled him down low, and it was a good call.
Yep. Got him across the wrist, so Nolan Timp is at the line for two shots.
Timp scored the first 4 points for Waller. He's been silent since.
Puts up the first shot. It is good.
That makes it 17-10. Sheridan trailing by 7 with 7 minutes left to play here in the first half.
Sheridan giving up the height at almost every position tonight, if not every position. Boxing out is the key. Here's an offensive rebound as we talk about it. It's got to be an over-the-back call, and that time it is. We just got done talking about it, and Josh Carter comes up with the offensive rebound. He misses the putback, and then Cordell Pemsel, I believe, Mark, is it Cordell Pemsel? That would be his second, so he's going to come out of the game. That's big. That's big for the Chargers as Cordell Pemsel, future Division I player, has to take the bench with two fouls as he went over the back.
Doesn't hurt.
Yep, that helps, definitely. 17-10, second quarter.
Oh, that is a foul.
Lang with the basketball. A lot of contact. No call. Now we do get a call down low. Hawkinson was battling for position. You have to excuse us every once in a while. We lose our vision because the referee comes and stands right in front of us. we'll just tap him on the shoulder and ask him to move, okay, Mark? So a foul call, and it's going to be a non-shooting foul. Hawkinson gets great position down low on the inbounds pass, puts a reverse layup up and misses it. Boy, had a good look at it. Just missed it. Back the other way we go now. Josh Carter gets it. He's going to get called for a travel. He thought about a three-point attempt. Shuffled his feet just enough. And there's a turnover. So Sheridan catching a few breaks here. We got to execute on the offensive end.
You know, I would be interested to see the shooting percentages in the state tournament by everybody versus at home. Because being out where the backboard is not connected, it's more of a bounce.
Shooting in an arena is definitely a lot different than shooting in a small high school gymnasium. As here's Moret goes in. He takes a runner, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds off of one of the Waller players. So Sheridan's going to retain possession. Derek Lang, as he usually does, inbounds the basketball for the Chargers. Look for Lang to get the ball back. This is one of Sheridan's favorite plays is on the inbounds here. A lot of times Lang will cut to the corner and look to get it right back. He gets it into Bankston now, but Bankston gets it down to Hawkinson. He puts up
nice
a bank shot. Good. TJ Hawkinson on fire.
Kareem Abdul-Hawkinson takes it up off the black glass. Just did a beautiful job.
10 points now for Hawkinson, I believe. He is on fire. Keep feeding the horse. Back the other way we go. Waller with it. Potts takes a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound, Hawkinson. He goes high for it.
17
Moret now with it. Yep, Moret with it. Over to Christian Banks, and he's going to take a three-point attempt. And it's good.
Yumbo!
That gets the Sheridan crowd off of the feet. Sheridan crowd up. Sheridan brings it to two-point game, 17-15. Christian Bankston playing well so far, the senior. Sheridan in the 2-3 zone as Wallert has it in their half court. They get it low to Carter. Carter triple team, gets it over. Nice little pass to Wallert. Walker, puts it up and in. So
good
Walker,
pass.
Yeah, nice
good pass.
really impressed with Carter. He's a nice-looking player for Dubuque Wallard. Here's a turnover way outside the three-point line by the Chargers, trying to hand the ball off, and they kicked it out of bounds.
Chris, you got to have Chris passing.
Yep, cannot afford those cheap turnovers.
That's kind of been a problem a lot of the year.
So Wallard with the ball again. Sheridan stays in that 2-3 zone. Dribble drive, kicks down low. Now back out to Walker. He's going to take a free throw line jump shot. Rims out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Bankston gets it. So Bankston with it the other way. Over to Moret. Moret, Felderman, right side. Felderman been a little quiet so far. He's guarded by Carter. Oh, puts a great move on Carter. Up. No good. Oh, boy. Nice move. Nice shot by Willie. Keeps shooting the ball. A little drop. Here we go the other way. Walker with it. He's penetrating. Dishes it over to Carter. He puts it up. Good. Sheridan, really no answer for Josh Carter right now. He's been everywhere on the boards, dishing the basketball, and he's also got 4 to 6 points.
6-point lead for Wallard, 21 to 15, Sheridan trailing.
Be nice to run a play here as Lang has it. Try to run a play for Hawkinson down on the block. Hawkinson looks just a little winded right now as Moret's going to get it.
Oh, how about a foul there? He's just got...
Moret tried to take the shot, and it was either blocked or fouled, one of the two, and back the other way we go. Wallard with it. Temp over to Walker. Walker takes a three-point attempt. No good. Hawkinson with another rebound. Boy, you're just concerned about Hawkinson wearing out here, Mark. He's just very active. It's back the other way we go. Derek Lang, he tries to drive on Jared Walker, and they're going to get body contact. So that's going to be Walker's second, I believe. Walker's their key point guard. 6'3 senior, yes, point guard. Yep, that's a tall point guard. And we're going to get Sheridan's first substitution of the game as Brett Breda, the senior, comes in for Ben Moret.
Which gains about 4 inches.
Yeah.
So it does.
Four minutes. Yep, you're absolutely right. 4 minutes left, second quarter. Derek Lang's going to be at the line, Mark. Are they going to call that two shots, or are we in the bonus here? I think we're in the bonus. So 1-1 for Derek Lang. First shot up, and it's good. Lang, an 85% free throw shooter on the season. And hopefully this will get Derek going, too.
That's his first point of
the game. Sometimes just getting those free throws, getting your first points of the game will get you going. And we need Derek to hit some outside shots. Second one's up and good.
4 minutes left to play in the first half. 17-21, Sheridan trailing by four. This game being brought to you by Sheridan Ford, the finest selection of new and used cars.
So Wallard rushes to the other end of the court, and oh my, they don't waste any time. Nolan Timp gets a three-point attempt, and he knocks it down. Sheridan was still in the 2-3 zone, and just nobody got out on him. Wallard, so far hot from outside, and that's something that Sheridan can ill afford. Hawkinson gets it down low on the block, puts it up, no good. Gets fouled by Cam Adams.
And he'll go to the line to shoot
there. He's going to go to the line for two. Boy, Mark, I don't know about you, but anything we can do to get Hawkinson the ball on the block right now, keep feeding it.
You know, Sheridan is only down by 7 points in this game, and Derek Lang has only got 2 free throws.
And Hawkinson puts the first free throw up. It's good. Cordell Pemsel, Mark, is back in the game now for Wallard with the 2 fouls. It'd be really nice to try to get it to Hawkinson down low and draw that 3rd foul on Pemsel before half. Second free throw up and good. Sheridan hitting all their free throws so far. As Josh Carter, he comes right back in for Wallard. He had come out for just about 20 seconds. Cam Adams came in. Now they flip-flopped back out. Josh Carter, real nice-looking player. 6'5", a lot of length.
Sheridan still in that 2-3 zone. Hard to rebound off that. You got to find somebody to block out.
Walker with it. He gets over to Pemsel. Pemsel back to Timp. Tim's going to take a three-point attempt. No good. Fight for the rebound. Nice rebound by Derek Lang. He pushes it the other way. Looking to penetrate. Gets it over to Bankston. He puts up a nice shot, and
Christian
it's good.
Bankston.
Wow. Christian Bankston. Great body control. Puts up a layup. Cuts the lead back to 3 for Wallard. Sheridan crowd excited about that one. And the Chargers stay in the 2-3 zone. Walker with it. He cuts through the 2-3 zone. Kicks it back out to Potts. Potts is going to take a 3-pointer, and it's good. Wow, Potts, what's he shooting on the air from 3-point line? He is on fire. That's his 3rd 3-pointer of the game. And right now, Sheridan trading 2 for 3s, which is hard to swallow because we're playing well. Hawkinson now gets it. He goes up against Pemsel. Puts it up. No good. Oh, there's Felderman with the weak side rebound up and in. Nice rebound. Everybody's standing and watching Hawkinson, and Felderman just sneaks in for the 2 points, and he brings it back to a 4-point game. 2:28 left in the half.
4 points for Willie.
Yep, Pemsel with it now. Kicks it back to Walker. Walker's going to take it in, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Hawkinson. Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Two fouls on on TJ, and Coach Schooley is saying, "Are you kidding me?"
Yes, that's going to be a tough decision for Schooley now. You really can't take TJ out.
To answer your question, Tyler Potts is a 42% shooter from 3-point, and that's a good that's a good percentage from inside the 3-point. And
he's showing it right now. And there's the first free throw attempt out of two for Walker's up and good. Mark, there's a difference between making 3-pointers in lopsided games in a small gymnasium, and also making them when the bright lights are on the state tournament. Right now, Potts is, I believe, 3-for-4. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's on fire. It's the second free throw is up and good. So Wallert back up 29-23, 2:19 left.
Potts is 3-for-4. Yep. You're on this, man.
I'm trying, I'm trying.
I've got the stats in front of me. You don't. You know them better than I do.
Sheridan out with the basketball. Yeah, let's hope Wallert cools down from outside as Felderman gets it. He's guarded by Pemza now. A little switch by Wallert as Hawkinson gets it from Felderman, puts up a free throw line, jump shot, no good. Back the other way we go. Hawkinson has to be really careful.
Two minutes left to play.
Not to pick up his third foul. So Wallert with it. Sheridan remains in the zone. And Christian Bankson kicks it out as the ball comes right at us.
Hey, today's game is being brought to you by Grace Baptist Church. Be sure to listen to the services right here on KIIC on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m.
Thanks, sir. So 1:49 left. A couple big possessions here. If you're Sheridan, you would like to keep this. I'm too late. I was about ready to say a 5-to-6-point game, but Pemzel gets it from Wallert and brings it back up to an 8-point game. Looked like he traveled there, Mark, but he showed nice touch on the turnaround finger roll. So Lang now with it in the half court for Sheridan. Felderman guarded once again by Pemzel.
Oh.
He tries to get it to Bankston. Bankston wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds. So costly turnover by the Chargers. Well, that's a tough turnover. You just can't ill afford to have those unforced errors like that.
Well, Willie picked up his dribble and had nowhere to go with it.
Yeah.
Tossed it out a little too hard to Christian, who was close.
Yeah, one of the oldest rules of thumb, don't pick up your dribble unless you absolutely have to. So back the other way we go, and it goes off of Carter's hands. Fight for it. Lang comes up with it for Sheridan. He's coming the other way. Lang dribbling. He drives into the lane. Gets it poked away. Now gets it over to Bankston, who gets it down low. Good position, Hawkinson. Hawkinson puts it up. No good. Fight for the rebound goes to Cam Adams back in the game now. He came in for Pemzel. So 57 seconds left. Wallert with it. Boy, that's a good opportunity for the Chargers there. Had Hawkinson down the block just a little too strong. 49 seconds left, but Wallert surprisingly looks content to run this out, Mark.
Well, they do have an 8-point lead.
So 8-point lead by Wallert, and
Sheridan's going to let him.
Yeah, Sheridan's going to let him. Sheridan only, I can't see the team fouls up there. It looks like four team fouls. So if they wanted to, they could be aggressive. But at the same time, Sheridan is not real deep, and they don't want to pick up any costly fouls before the end of the half here.
It is 14 fouls for the Chargers.
So 21 seconds left now. Now Bankston does come out. Oh, great crossover move by Potts. Oh, my goodness. He goes right through the thick of the defense for an easy layup. Potts just left Bankston and in his with his shoes off and goes right down the Lang with the crossover move. So now Derek Lang, 4 seconds left for the Chargers. He's got it on the other end of the court. He's hounded. He has to force up a long half-court attempt.
Oh,
my goodness, almost in. And that's the end of the half. So exciting first half of basketball. Sheridan finds themselves down 33-23. Wallert went on a little run there to end the half. And Sheridan's going to have to come out on fire to start the third quarter, bring us right back into the game. So let's take a break here, Mark. Then we'll come back with some stats and.